All right, the Cavalcade of Planes is also happening this weekend, and to talk about it all is Joe DiPaolo. He's the manager of Clough International Airport. Joe, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, David. How are you?
Good, 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 good. Hey, my producer, Ben Anderson, is also involved in this event as an aircraft coordinator, and he's going to join us as well because he knows a lot more about this than I do. But tell folks about the event and where it's located tomorrow.
Well, it's located here at the airport here in Bolingbrook, Illinois, just west here of Chicago. And you're right, Ben is a good friend of the airport and has always been a great volunteer here at the event. It's a great family event. You get up close right up to the aircraft, and there's a lot of airplanes, a lot of rides in the aircraft, and a lot of planes up in the air.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So there's new planes, there's also vintage planes, helicopters as well. So it is a chance to bring the family and the kids up close to kind of experience this.
Yeah, we'll have a lot of warbirds, World War II warbirds, vintage airplanes. The Illinois Aviation Museum is here. I heard your one commercial about Honor Flight. The Honor Flight people are here. The Illinois Aviation Museum is here. The Air Force is here. We have all kinds of vendors, all kinds of food. Again, a great family event. There's all kinds of things to look at, all kinds of rides to potentially take a ride on. Between the Warburg, the famous Ford tri-motor built in the 1920s, give you a chance to take a ride in the back in the roaring 20s.
That's crazy that you could take a ride on some of these, right? I mean, that's
Oh, yeah.
And, Joe, I mean, it is remarkable how many aircraft you get rides in down there in the variety. A few years ago, I mean, you had the B-25 down there, the bomber the Doolittle raid was based off of. The tri-motor is fantastic for anybody, out there. This is the same plane that was in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Oh, that's cool.
Right? So,
that's right.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, basically the very first commercial airline ever in operation was the Ford tri-motor. And here it is here at our great little airport, Clough Airport here in Bolingbrook.
Well, I think it's pretty cool, too, that the Illinois Aviation Museum is right there. So what are folks going to see there?
Well, we've got something very interesting here. The Air Force Reserve from Grissom comes here with a KC-135 refueling simulator. So what that is a KC-135 is a refueling airplane that while jets are up in the air, it is a refueler, and they fly up and then refuel planes while they're in the air. Well, this is a simulator where you can actually climb in it, and it's kind of like a video, and it shows you approaching a plane with the boom. And you can actually look like you're refueling jet or a plane while you're up in the air. And we're one of the few places where they actually bring this. And it's a great success. In fact, they delivered it today, set it all up, and checked, make sure it's all operational. And that's one of the few things that's in the museum that'll be one of the main attractions here at the museum starting tomorrow morning.
Yeah, and Joe, you have so many cockpit opportunity, where people can climb in, sit in, see what, all these pilots are seeing and experiencing. I definitely want to sit in the refueling.
I saw Air Force One. I saw that happen in that with Harrison Ford. So I know what you're talking about. and what's an air? Go ahead, bud.
Good. Well, at the very other end of the airport, this is the first time that the Air Force has brought what they call their Echo. It is it's a cognitive virtual reality trailer. It has 10 different stations, and you put on the virtual reality goggles, and you go through kind of a virtual reality kind of screening system, and it's more of their, kind of their marketing for the Air Force and checking your cognitive skills.
That's cool.
And that's the first time that's been here, and it is quite a production, and that's going to be very popular.
So, Joe, so basically, people like kids, high schoolers, teenagers can experience, you know, see if they've got what it takes to fly
exactly.
high, right, with the U.S.
That's
Air Force.
Exactly what it is.
Very
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
That's very,
very cool.
And what's an event like this without this World War II beer canteen that you had? So there's plenty of food and drink there tomorrow too, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. There's we have food vendors up and down the complete event, and we have one hangar is kind of built like a World War II canteen where we have beer, popcorn, roasted nuts. Margaritas, we have all kinds of things in there, and just up like a little canteen, and we have a mock-up B-29 hanging from the ceiling, and 1940s music going on, I'd be remiss by not saying this is a complete volunteer event.
That's cool.
And with all the sound and the
That's
music...
Cool.
Ben sets up all the music and all the sound and electricity throughout the whole event, and we get great support by the village, all the police, the fire, the public works. All of this is volunteer, so
it's
great event.
It's remarkable, Dave. When I went there the first time, it was busier than most 4th of July festivals
go to
around these towns.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It sounds awesome. You know, it's at the Clough International Airport in Bolingbrook. And for more information on this event, go to cavalcadeofplanes.com. Thanks, Joe, for joining us and for your volunteering and your whole team for doing this weekend. And you can see Ben out there, too. Just take John Williams 8x10s. You can sign those and autograph those when you're
out
there.
Just look for the guy in all orange. I'll be the one standing in front of the running
track. That'll be you. All right. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
David, thank you very much. I appreciate it.